All right, let's rewind back to the late 1950s for a second. Picture this. Ruth Handler, a super creative and determined woman, is watching her daughter play with paper dolls. But here's what she notices. Her daughter Barbara isn't really interested in playing house or mom. She's imagining grown-up adventures like, you know, being a career woman or a world traveler. And Ruth? She's like, wait, what if there was a doll that could do that? A doll that let kids dream big. And boom, that's how Barbie was born. Named after Barbara, of course. But here's the crazy part. When Barbie debuted in 1959, she wasn't your typical doll. Nope, she wasn't a baby doll. And she definitely wasn't, like, a cuddly teddy bear. Barbie had this modern, grown-up look. Fashionable clothes, high heels, the whole big glamour vibe. Now, not everyone was on board at first. Some people were all, a doll with a woman's figure? Is that really okay for kids? But others saw something different. A doll that, for the first time, wasn't about pushing a single life path. Barbie wasn't just about being a mom. She could be anything you wanted her to be. And honestly, that was pretty groundbreaking for the 1950s. Speaking of glamour, oh man, Barbie's early outfits were totally fabulous. We're talking chic, teeny-tiny versions of what grown-ups dreamed of wearing back then. Those classic pencil skirts and stylish sunglasses that just shouted, "I'm ready for the big city." And those clothes weren't just for show. They were like a miniature reflection of a time when women were carving out new aspirations and starting to stand up for themselves in new ways. So, yeah, Barbie wasn't just a doll. She kind of became this canvas for big dreams. Big, sparkly, world-changing dreams. All right, let's talk about Barbie's absolutely wild and impressive resume. I mean, we're not just talking a few jobs here. Barbie has rocked over 200 different careers. Seriously, 200. And trust me, we're not just talking Barbie the baker or Barbie the ballerina. No, we're talking about Barbie as an astronaut kind of big deal. And get this, astronaut Barbie landed in 1965, years before the first moon landing. Think about it. Humans didn't even make it to the moon until 1969. But Barbie? Oh, she was already dreaming about reaching for the stars. That's the power of imagination, right? But that's not all. She's been a scientist, a president, a robotics engineer, you name it. Every career she's had makes a statement like, "Hey kids, look, you can do this too." Honestly, it's so inspiring to think how Barbie encourages kids to imagine futures that maybe they hadn't thought about before. Like, what if you became the first kid to invent the next big thing in tech? Wild, right? And here's something super cool. Her careers often line up with the big stuff going on in the real world. Like when tech started booming, Barbie became a programmer and game developer. It's like she's always one step ahead, keeping that dream train rolling for all of us. And you know, I bet seeing Barbie tackle these jobs makes kids think, "Whoa, if she can do it, I can too." But even beyond just the jobs, it's the message behind them. Barbie shows us that there's not just one path, not one single definition of success. Whether you want to explore space, build robots, or lead a country, well, Barbie's been right there saying, why not you? All right, so let's talk about how Barbie is absolutely crushing it in the world of diversity and inclusion today. I mean, she's come so far from just being the glamorous doll we first met in the 50s. Now, you've got Barbies in every skin tone, body shape, and ability imaginable. There's Barbie in a wheelchair, Barbie with a prosthetic leg. It's like every kid can finally say, hey, that one looks like me. And it's not just appearance. Nope. Barbie's not sitting still. She's all over movies, video games, books, you name it. Have you seen those animated Barbie movies? There's always some wild adventure, catchy songs, big lessons about teamwork or dreaming big. It's like she's got this way of connecting with kids on a whole new level. Oh, and don't even get me started on the games. They're just packed with creativity. It's like stepping into her world for real. But here's what I think is super cool. Barbie's themed dolls. I mean, you've got cultural celebration Barbies, pop star collabs, dolls inspired by astronauts, you name it. They're not just fun to look at. They're like a little jumpstart for your imagination. What if you could design your perfect Barbie? Maybe she surfs on Saturn or dances with dolphins. Seriously, the sky isn't even the limit anymore. It's like there's no ceiling to what we can dream up. So, yeah, Barbie's not just a doll. She's a reminder that no matter who you are, where you're from, or what your big crazy dream might be, there's a place for you too. And that's pretty awesome, isn't it? All right, friends, that's all for today. It's been so fun exploring Barbie's incredible journey with you, from her iconic origins to today's inspiring, inclusive superstar. Keep chasing your dreams and letting that imagination run wild. Until next time, this is Max. Stay curious.